whenever people are ambivalent, people aren't always ambivalent, but whenever people are ambivalent, by definition, they're on a seesaw. They believe both sides at the same time. They will take whichever seat on the seesaw you leave empty. So if you say this is terrible and we're terribly worried and this is awful, if you emphasize the negative, people who are ambivalent will emphasize the positive. If you emphasize the positive, if you say, oh, well, you know, it's not as bad as it might be and it looks like we're out of the woods with respect to this piece of the problem, then people on the seesaw will emphasize the negative. So in trying to figure out how to communicate with them, you need to know what game you're playing. If you're playing follow the leader, then you want to lead them to the position you want them to take. But if you're playing seesaw, and whenever people are ambivalent, seesaw is what you're playing. If you're playing seesaw, then when you try to lead them to the position you want them to take, instead what you wind up doing is preempting that position, and they go sit on the other seat and emphasize the other side. One area where the seesaw is, I think, very relevant and very important is in blame. When you're managing an emergency, you're going to make mistakes. Or you're going to do things that maybe aren't mistakes, but they didn't work right. You know, you guessed and you had to guess and you did the best you could and you worked with what you knew at the time, and it wasn't ideal. You know, if you had it to do again, you'd do it differently. And now you're Monday morning quarterbacking, and you've got to explain to people what went wrong and is it your fault and did you make a mistake and all those awful questions that nobody likes to deal with. Well, the seesaw is going to control that. If you're very busy focusing on what you did wrong and blaming yourself, others will be much more interested in forgiving you and moving on. If you're very interested in forgiving yourself and moving on, if you say, oh, well, you know, I mean, yes, it didn't work out right, but, you know, nobody could have known that, and let's think about the future, then everybody else is going to want to focus on what you did wrong. So it's a stunning example. Somebody is going to be preoccupied with blaming you. Either you will be or we will be. If you don't want us to be, then you've got to be.